In Eastern and Southern Africa, 37 million children were out of school before the COVID-19 pandemic. 127 million left school when the pandemic hit. This led to a total of 164 million children in the region who have been out of school during the pandemic. The numbers are high in other parts of the continent as well. For example, 128 million students in Western Central Africa have been affected by closures from preschools to secondary schools. Abiyan Rana is UNICEF Regional Education Advisor for Eastern and Southern Africa. He says countries should explore various ways to compensate for learning loss by these children.
Now, we will have to put in place strategies in countries that are contextually appropriate in trying to ensure different methods are put in place so that children can start catching up on their learning loss. It could be through accelerated programs, it could be through remedial education, it could be through teaching at the right level. So there are various different ways we can try and approach this issue of learning loss.
He says UNICEF and its partners closed down their digital channels for 18 hours last week to signify at least 18 months of lost learning among students. Rana described the opportunities lost by these children by not being in school as a big crisis. He says many adolescent girls out of school were faced with early marriage, teenage pregnancies, child abuse at home, and many of them have lost out on the quality meals they used to get in schools.
They have lost out on their social interaction with other children. They have lost out on the health care that they got in school, the water sanitation support that they had in school. So many things in addition to the learning loss has happened to those children because of school closure for so long.
Rana says although remote learning has been introduced to replace instructions in closed schools, many children and communities do not have access to internet connectivity. He says internet connectivity is low and limited to mostly urban areas. He cites an example in Kenya, where 2 out of 10 students, or 20% of student population, are rich with remote learning.
But despite all of that, countries did opt for, no tech, in some case low tech, in some case high tech solutions in trying to reach the children. So reach through television was much higher, reach through radio was much higher, but there was challenges around sustaining that reach for long periods. And when we're talking long periods of 18 months, it is a huge, huge challenge to continue and sustain remote learning. But this is something all countries are working on and trying to improve so that somehow similar circumstances arose, they would be able to reach their children more easily.
Rana says some, but not all, schools across Southern and Eastern Africa are trying to reopen. For example, those in Mozambique are partly closed with pre-primary level students yet to be back in school. Schools remain shut in Uganda, where authorities say they want to protect children from the spread of the virus. He says, however, that evidence from other countries show that children are not the drivers of the COVID-19 pandemic. He says children are safer in schools than at home, where they can mingle among communities and risk a greater chance of catching the virus. Rana urges governments, local authorities, and school administrations to reopen schools while taking needed steps to curb the transmission of the virus. He says schools should be the last to close and the first to be opened. Reporting for VOA, this is Mary Sotchery in Jaso in the Ashanti region of Ghana.